Aleluia. Oh, this is my desire, Lord. Take your call. Aleluia. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Take me in, Lord. Take me in. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Worthy, worthy, worthy. Take me in by the blood. confess it one more time. Be unto me, Lord.
Be unto me.
Yes, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. According to your promise, I can stand again. Lord, this is why we come into your house, Lord. Because that's our heart desire, oh God. To know your truth has set us free. And we come because you give us a promise, Lord. Oh, we give you praise and thanks and glory tonight. Word is the Lamb. Hallelujah. Be it unto me according to thy word. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise his wonderful name. Maybe bow hearts tonight. We just want to ask Brother Roger to come and pray tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. He's so good. Amen.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, we thank you, Lord. Come back in your presence tonight, Lord. Lord, with a heart of thanksgiving, Lord. Oh, God, with praise on our lips, Father. Oh, God, be it unto us, Lord, according to thy word, Father. Oh, God, this is what you predestinated us unto, Lord, Father. Oh, God, to become back, Lord, like you, Lord, Father. Oh, God, your word, Father. Are we so thankful, Lord? For your mercy, Lord, for your grace, Father. Oh, God, for your love, Father. Oh, God, where you took us from, Father. Lord, and where you're carrying us, Lord, Father. Oh, God, we so be it unto us, Lord, according to thy word, Father. May you, oh God, sanctify us, Lord. May your precious blood sanctify us, Lord, Father. Oh, God, as we come confessing all of our sins, Lord. Oh, God, in that precious blood, Father. Oh, God, may you cleanse us, Lord. That, Lord, your spirit could so inhabit us tonight, Lord. Lord, that we could worship you, Lord, in spirit and in truth, Father. Oh, God, move in every heart, Lord, Father. Oh, God, Father, from the top, Lord, to the bottom, Lord, Father. Lord, from the pulpit to the pew, Lord, all through the islands, Father. Lord, our brothers and sisters, Lord, and Lord, in Guyana, Lord, all the way to Canada, Lord, Father. Lord, around the world, Father. Lord, as we come in your presence, Lord. Lord, as evening shadow, Lord, fall, Father. We're so happy to come in your presence once again, Father. Oh, God, move in this place, Father. Oh, God, anoint each and every one, Father. We see your Holy Spirit, Lord, moving through the musicians, Father. Oh, God, may you lift them up higher tonight, Lord, Father. Lord, the worshipers, Lord, the song leader, Father. Oh, God, the deacons, Father, our pastor, Lord, Father, lift us up higher, Lord, Father. Oh, God, in this hour, Lord, Father, Lord, we truly desire, Lord, Father, to come up higher, Lord, Father. Have your way in this service tonight, Lord, Father. Get honor, get glory, get praise to your mighty name, Lord, Father, for thou art worthy, Lord. Worthy, 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 Lord. We thank you, Lord, Father. Oh, be it unto us, Lord, according to thy word. We ask these things in the precious holy name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. Welcome you in the house of the Lord tonight. Amen. What a great privilege we have another time, and we want to make full use of times like these where we could really come and pour our hearts out unto our lovely Lord Jesus. Our brothers and sisters through the upper coast, and we welcome you in the house of the Lord. Amen. And from Guyana way up to
North America, amen. Canada, United States, also we welcome you in the presence of the Lord tonight. Isn't he wonderful? Amen. It's a good thing to give him thanks, amen. And we are thankful people tonight. Praise his name. In spite of what we may go through, we want to praise him in the good time, we want to praise him in the bad time. Amen. In the mountain, in the valley, we want to give him praise tonight. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. The word says, let everything that have bread give him praise. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. You just turn around and greet your brother, greet your sister tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. He's so wonderful. His ways are past finding out. Amen. Thank you, Lord. We just want to give him all tonight. Forget who is next to us and enter into that realm of worship and thanksgiving. What true worship is tonight, and give God the praise. Hallelujah. Oh, praise his name. Father of life, draw me closer, amen. Every time we come in these doors, we come in that we could draw closer to him, look for a deeper life, a deeper experience. And many times we go through things and God passes certain places, and only when we look back by hindsight, we start to understand the place why God passed us there, and we are thankful for that tonight, amen. But we look forward for the time when we won't be looking back at hindsight, but we'll be telling us, move here, move there. We look forward for that in a particular way in our lives, amen. Hallelujah. Praise his wonderful name. Father of life, draw me closer. Father of life, draw me closer. Oh, thank you, Lord. Lord, my heart. Lord, my heart is set on you. Oh, let me run the race of time. Let me run the race of time. As your life unfolds in my, we'll be right back. song for tonight.
Deserve the praise tonight, amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. A burning desire in me to be more like you. Oh, that's a hot cry. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. I'm burning in my soul. I'm burdened in my soul. Oh, perfection is my goal. To walk with you in perfect harmony. want to go. I want to go.
Thank you. you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Praise his name. Come on over. Sing, separate me, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise his name. You may be seated. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
God bless you, saints. Coming in the house of God tonight, our desire, the prayer in our hearts is to be more like him. We've seen the signs of the end time. As the Bible says, if it was possible, even the very elect would have been deceived. But because of the grace of God, that he has given us such a servant, an example in our midst, come here time after time and labor for us to catch this word, because we know this is what will give us rapture in faith. And tonight as I come, I want to sing the song from my heart, because I think as a believer, each and every one of us is our desire to be more like him. So as I sing, you worship with me. Amen.
Much greater now, a greater than root is uniting with a kinsman redeemer. This is the harvest time. We've seen the Lord of the harvest appear, but to come into full union with him, this is my prayer. This is my prayer. This is my cry. I want more of you, no matter the price. Total separation, Lord. Not my steps till in your image I'll stand. Take me up those 7 steps till in your image I'll stand. Trash the chaff around my life so I can be a pure grain with no hidden sin within to hinder you from coming in. 'Cause all I want is you, my Lord. So please empty me, I pray. For I know the more I empty out is the more that you can fill. Let's all sing. This is my prayer. Please take full control.
Once you know it, you'll never be the same. Yes, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
It's the anointing.
Oh, thank you, Father.
That makes the difference. Once you know, oh, you'll never be the same. I'll be the same. You can't live without it. Oh, once it rests upon you, once it anointing that makes the difference tonight.
Negative thing and come right beyond the veil into his presence. Thank you, Lord. Can you live without it? You can't. If you want to overcome, you must have the anointing in your life. Okay. Once it rests upon you, it will teach you. It will teach you how to walk in Jesus' name. To walk in Jesus' name, we need to be taught by the inside teacher. Moses took off and ran when the first challenge came. You know why? He didn't have the anointing. He had what Mama taught him. But when he met the pillar of fire, when the Logos came down, when something went deep on the inside and he began to know who God was and who Moses was, it changed everything. He never had to run no more. Run from two Israelites trying to talk him down. You want to kill us like you kill the Egyptian? He went back and drunk the whole army. Just stand still and see the salvation of the Almighty God with a whole army behind him coming after them. The anointing makes the difference. When that anointing comes upon you, and you hear the prophet say many times, I feel that way too. He said, you pick up this building and walk away with it. When that anointing comes upon you and everything becomes so definitive, you start to see ultra high definition. And the spirit can go into the minutest details and open things up beyond your human mind could have even think of. And that has happened like that when that anointing overshadowed you. It's nothing but the same thing that came upon Mary. The Holy Ghost, the angel of God, shall overshadow you. That overshadowing, like how the wings of the cherubim overshadowed the mercy seat where the blood was sprinkled, and the voice came forth from there. God said, I dwell between the wings of the cherubim that overshadowed the mercy seat. This is the tabernacle, the difference. And on the inside, the mercy seat where the blood has sprinkled, where the voice of God comes from the throne of your heart. From the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. When you give an utterance, because the Spirit is quickening the word that you have hid in your heart. Hallelujah! Why? That you will not sin, you will not disbelieve Him, but you believe Him and you speak in the spirit of faith. And everything has to go back, because when faith says shut up, reasoning, imagination, everything have to shut up, because faith is the super sense. Once you've known it, you'll never be the same. Once you've known that, you will never be the same. You know why? That's where David said, my heart is fixed and my soul followed hard after thee. That's why Elisha, when he felt that mantle and he felt that power and he understood it was a call of God, he says, the Lord liveth and as my soul liveth, I'll never live, never forsake thee. You can't keep back a person who the anointing come upon for us. That anointing was that pillar of fire that divided itself from the upper room and went down. Tongues of fire into an elected people. And God had set. These are scriptures. This is the work that God do in the lives of the elect in seven church ages. So they could be in the body. So in the resurrection, the dead in Christ. How did they get there? Something come upon them in the age, and they were sealed unto the day of their redemption. When did it come? After they heard the word of truth, the gospel of their salvation, the Holy Spirit of promise sealed them away. something come in the air. I'll write my laws in your heart and your mind. This is the covenant. They became part of that new covenant. They was quickened from the book of life, the old man walking by sight. And they start to live now under the influence of the Spirit of God after the new birth. They became written epistles, living epistles, read of all men. Let's just sing that again. It's the anointing. It's the anointing. It's good to believe the prophet. It's good to wear eagle bell buckle. It's good to have a Malachi 4 picture in your house. It's good to have all these things. But if that delight, the one above the messenger, not the earthly messenger, he couldn't anoint you if the heavenly messenger anoints you. He couldn't seal you in the body of Christ if the heavenly messenger seals you in the body of Christ. He never performed not one miracle, heal one person. It was the heavenly messenger that was healing the people. He didn't even know where to go. When he was going to, in Hurricane Mountain, going to death, it is the heavenly messenger came and said, I am your refuge, a very present help in time of trouble. When he was running away, it was the heavenly messenger said, you do like Moses, get back to your place. Hallelujah. Why is that so great? Because he's not here today. And if you're going astray, who'll pull you back? If you're going there, dead, who'll step in there and stop it? If that anointing is with you, friends, he said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. I'll be with you and in you, even to the end of the age. Lo, I am with you always. Whether you feel me, you can't see me, you forget that my promise, I am with you. David said, if I go in hell, I can't escape you. You can see me. The eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth. The anointing is what has quickened you to live in that place, to know he's always here in another dimension, just like television. The woman stood up there. He said, you felt something just now. Isn't that, sister? He said, that's his presence. That light is on that picture. It's 2 feet from you. He's looking at them colored sisters screaming there. What is it? He said, lady, that's that light. It was on the platform, but your faith threw him over there. Hallelujah! You see, once it rests upon you, you don't forget that. That is the thing that makes you love Jesus. That is the thing you want to follow him. Because the soul tastes something. It fixes your heart. You might stumble, you might have trials and testings, but you can never get away from him. There's something in him. When you have the trial, that's what you sing. Something keep holding me. Every day I see. Guiding me constantly. Giving me victory. He's a reality. That's that anointing. That's that anointing. Hallelujah. That's what is upon me right now. I talk about it in 2 seconds is upon me. Hallelujah. That's reality. Glory be to God in the house. Oh, my right now, see that we're talking about just now. Which one of your senses is giving you contact, God? The five of the body and the five of the spirit? The soul, faith. And which one is you? You the body or the spirit? You the soul, the gene of God. You, the gene of God. Attribute, son and daughter. You don't want to be anointed in your flesh, you want it in your soul. That's where the quickening power. Every word becomes real when you get up in that realm. Every word becomes a reality. Oh, thank you, Lord. Glory be to God in the highest. It makes a difference. This is a good moment. If you're sick, you could be healed right now. This is a good moment. This is a good moment. If you want forgiveness, you want deliverance, this is a good moment. You don't stand and wonder. You move into it. That when the waters trouble, you step in. Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Worship him. Isn't that what we come to do tonight? Not watch me, we come to worship him. Hallelujah. Rest upon you. love is keeping the word. You never left the word. Son, brother, or sister might talk you up to the word, but the Holy Spirit will quicken your mind to the word always.
Walk in Jesus.
Oh, it's the anointing. Oh, God, let it be done in the hearts of those who have got thirst for it. Let it stir them and move them towards you, Lord. Let it get into the faith so they can have anointed faith. Let it get into the understanding, they can have anointed vision of the revelation of your word. Hallelujah. Making me sensitive, opening the word to me, shining in the Bible, protecting me from death. Show me how to walk in His name. Oh, the Spirit of the Lord, Spirit of the Lord. Confess it is upon me. For he hath anointed. He promised to anoint the church to finish the great commission. That church cannot even fulfill the first part of the commission if you don't anoint that church. He anointed the Alpha Bride. He will anoint this one, every member. The broken hearted to proclaim liberty. To the captive and the opening of the prisons. Like in Acts 16 when they were praising God, the prisons opened. Because the anointing was with Paul and Silas, even the beaten and whipped falsely accused, the joy, the faith was in their heart. The difference. Hallelujah. That would make me Santa Cruz. That would hang over me. Open up seven churches, seven trumpets and seven vials. That anointing. Oh my, you can't live. I can't live without it. When that comes, I get fearless. When that comes, with certainty. Certain way you have to walk in Jesus' name. It'll teach you how to walk. How to speak the word. How to set tight to the word. How to abide in your calling. Hallelujah. In my name. You shall cast out devils. He said, you shall follow them and believe. The anointing of God, because the anointing is Christ Himself, the anointed one, the Messiah, anointed one. With love upon the sick, with faith and love, you touch the sick with faith and love and call His name and breathe that name in prayer. It changes things. Not superstition, not wondering, not the holy man. anointing is in the name. The anointing is in the name. Hallelujah. And his name is in his children, his attributes. Hallelujah. The love of God come in and bring humility and sincerity. Let it teach us, oh God. Open the scriptures and open our understanding. Show us our rights and our privileges. Show us our position. Show us our election and calling. Hallelujah. Lift your hands and worship him. Father, we thank you. We are so glad to be in your presence. Truly, when two or three are gathered in your name, here you are in the midst of your children. It's just the difference between reasoning and faith. Faith will make us step across that divide from sight and feelings. And faith will move in the word and know you are real. You are ever present. Elisha said, Lord, open the boy's eyes. He didn't have to bring the angels down, only change the scene of the people to recognize what goes with the bride in the days after Elisha. Hallelujah! Glory be to God in the house. Glory, 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 glory. Glory be to God in the house. He's worthy to be praised. He alone is worthy. He alone is worthy for this. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. With our hearts of prayer, beloved Jesus, we thank you to be in your presence. We thank you for your presence to be in us. We thank you, dear God, you and your people are one in this uniting time. Their head has come down to the body, and the word from their head is coming down in the body as a sign that the rapture is at hand. Oh God, this great invisible union where faith looks at the invisible, and as Moses endured because he saw the invisible, because when that anointing comes upon you, he moves from sight to faith. He moves from the visible world to the invisible world. And how we are so grateful tonight to live in this realization that, Lord God, that unseen world has been opened up to us. Oh God, that my experience where you started me looking to the unseen. And oh God, how I thank you tonight that they have got to find that these unfailing reality of the living God is nothing but the truth. Blessed be your wonderful name. And so we worship you, Lamb of God. We thank you, we praise you tonight because you are worthy. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Lord, because you ain't care whether it's Friday or Saturday, some 24-hour day, we have been called into the eternal church age at the end of the seventh seal. We've been quickened and raised up into heavenly places, into this great holy convocation in this 8th day. Blessed be your wonderful name. How we appreciate you, dear God, tonight. The Lord God leaving here Wednesday night with such an anointing, singing that same song. And you led the song leader right back to it, Father. Because, Lord, that is what makes the difference. Hallelujah. Glory and praise be to your mighty name. And now may you order our steps in this service, O God. That everything can be done pleasing, acceptable in your sight. Oh, God, where you can be the center of attention. Where you can be seen. Where, oh God, you can be worshipped. Where we can be drawn close to you, and you can shed abroad your love in our hearts. You can come into us, for this is your purpose in this hour. I will dwell in you, and I'll walk in you, and I'll be your God, and you shall be my people. It is you said that because that's your purpose. after having the premise in Christ, you want to have the premise in your bride. That is what the marriage is really all about. That the same harmony between the father and the son can now exist between the bridegroom and the bride. And she knows it is you inside of her. Because Christ was in Mary, so the word, the Messiah, the anointing, the Logos, is in the bride. And we thank you, Father. She has become that final voice, that unction utterance comes from the pillar of fire. Oh, God, no wonder. So when they spoke, fire proceed out of their mouth. It was the anointed spirit quickened word coming to men. The word in the lips of spirit filled men with deity. Oh, God, and the bride has become that in this hour. Because it's not the eternal marrying the temporal. It is the eternal marrying the eternal. Hallelujah. Oh, glory be to God. Because she's life of your life, spirit of your spirit. What you are, she is. Because she's only part of you. The feminine part expressed in another body. And so we thank you for that, Lord. Take full and complete control in this service. Get honor and glory. Remember your children all throughout this region, the extended regions. Oh, God, may the Holy Spirit fall in every place. May every heart be blessed, every soul be anointed. May, oh God, every eye of faith look up and lift up their head because the redemption draweth nigh. As you said, when we see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory, we know this is the day. This is the conjunction between your priesthood and your kingship. Hallelujah! When you open the seven seals and gather the bride, under that seventh seal, the bride taken up in this great mystery for the going away of the church in this hour. We thank you, Lord, for these things. We carry it in our hearts. We live in it. It's our life. It's our hidden treasure that we have in earthen vessels. Glory be to God. Jeremiah put that scroll in an earthen vessel. So in Revelation 10 to 11, you put the scroll that was open, that came down in an earthen vessel. Glory be to God. That you said houses and lands and vineyards shall be possessed again. Because the vessels that know that that deed is within them, they know where to put the sole of their feet. And they know where to put the sole of their feet. Because that deed tells them what is theirs. It shows them the landmarks. Hallelujah! It showed them when the church was crying out in birth pain, where they were to be placed, where they were going to abide, Lord, in the God-given place. They will drink from the well. They will eat from the fig tree and the vineyards. They will live in the inheritance. Glory be to God in the highest. Have your blessing, Lord, all our steps tonight. We ask it for your glory and for the edification of the believers. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Greet your brother and sister before you have a seat. Amen. Oh, thank you, Lord. I want to sing, but I'm going to sing afterwards.